This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah de Yemi's official app.
Maybe you are the one who does all of these things because you just want to help the person. You are doing all of these things, going to all length to make that person's life to be okay. I remember a situation of a lady that is running around with her husband's CV. The man refuses to look for job. It's a woman that is running up and down, ensuring that he gets a job. The man will just sit and say he doesn't want to work in this place, he doesn't want to work in that place. Maybe you are the one, you are that lady that is running around with the CV, then you get a job for him, he will refuse to show up in that place of work. Or he will show up, work there for 2 months and resign, and he says the boss annoyed him. And he come back home and sit down. And when he sits down at home, you will do everything in your power to ensure that you are feeding him, ensure that you are clothing him, ensure that you are putting money in his pocket so that he doesn't feel sad. Ensure that you are doing everything to satisfy him so that he will not feel bad, so that he will not think you are the only one with the money and she doesn't have the money. Many ladies will do that. They will even go and lobby for job or for contract for their husbands. And this man will not go anywhere. He will sit down and he will be enjoying all the freebies that come from the wife. And this woman will still remain like that. She will still do everything she can do to help him so that he will not be sad, so that he will not be thinking, so that things may not go wrong with him. Allahu Akbar. I've seen a whole lot of that before. Maybe you are the one also who is accustomed to a lack of love in personal relationships. So you are willing to wait, you are willing to hope, and you are willing to try harder in order to make the marriage to work. Maybe you are the one that you assume that every nuance or every behavior that comes from your partner is a good hope for you. You are very happy with little crumbles of love and affection. This man doesn't laugh, he doesn't joke, he doesn't smile, he keeps malice every time. You have to be tiptoeing around him just to make sure that he's happy. So once in a while, when you have almost killed yourself trying to make him happy, he will now smile a little, and then you go and start thanking God. We thank God he smiled today. Oh, I thank God he smiled. I thank God I greeted him and he responded. Maybe this man wanted to go out, and you have been saying, please stay with me at home. Don't leave me alone in the house. I feel lonely when you go out like that. He will go out from morning and he will come back 12 midnight. Lo and behold, there was this day that he went out and he came back very early. He came back 9 p.m. And the lady was like, alhamdulillah, I thank God. He came back early today. Not realizing that his girlfriend traveled. That is why he came back early. Not realizing that his girlfriend was having her menses. That is why he came back early. Not realizing that he has finished spending all the money he had. That was why he came back early. But because he came back 9 p.m. instead of 1 a.m., are you this woman that feels so happy that somebody gave you just crumbles of love that you deserve, but he heard it from you? He gives you leftovers of affection that is your right, and then you are happy that he's able to give you just 1%, and you go and start thanking God on his behalf. You are this woman who lives on hope that tomorrow will be different. Or you are this man who lives on hope that one day your wife will change. You are waiting for her to change. And this is actually more comfortable when you wait for her to change than changing yourself and your own life. You prefer to pray. You prefer to hope that your wife will change for better. And what has she been doing? A woman that will not take care of the home, will not take care of the family, will not do anything to make the husband to be happy, will not show any concern about the life of the husband, will not even for once ask my husband what is wrong with you, my husband? Why are you feeling sad, my husband? Why are you feeling worried? And lo and behold, one of these days, when the husband comes home and he meets his food ready, he will now be so happy that, thank God, at least today, I made my food ready. Not knowing that that's the same food that was burnt and she refused to eat. And then she left it for the husband to eat. And the man will have to make do with the little. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Are you this man that the woman would turn the back to him when they are in the bed? And it's only whenever she wants that he can make love to her. And this had gone on for a long time, about after 6 months. This lady now eventually said, okay, what do you want to do? Go ahead and do what you need to do with me. And then she like made herself available and told him to please cover her up when he has finished. And then the man is happy that at least he was able to make love to his wife today. Are you this man that have to make do with whatever thing you are presented with, that has to make do with whatever crumble of love and affection that you have? Maybe you are willing to take far more than 50% of the responsibility in the family. Maybe you are even willing to take the guilt and the blame in any relationship. Are you this person that before you say anything, your first word in your statement is sorry? Maybe the first statement you ever make before you say anything is I'm sorry. You apologize even before you are told your offense. You tiptoe your spouse just to ensure that he didn't realize that you are still breathing. Are you this person who is willing to take guilt for everything and you are willing to accept the blame for all things, even when you are being cheated and oppressed? Maybe you grow from a home where the parents were irresponsible people, or where the parents were childish and petty and weak, and then you grow fast to be a pseudo adult even when you are not ready for it. Because you have now become an adult, you have gotten used to carrying burdens, carrying responsibilities that are not yours, including blames for things that are not your fault. Are you this person who is always blamed for everything? Are you this person who always carries responsibilities for what is not yours? Are you this person that has become an expert at carrying the burden of other people? If this is you, how are you going to find happiness? Are you the one who your self-esteem is critically so low, and deep inside, you do not believe you deserve to be happy unless given permission to be happy? Rather, you believe you must earn your way. You must earn the right to enjoy life. Are you this kind of person who is waiting to be permitted to feel like a human being? Are you this person whose self-esteem has been so cowed, it has been so reduced? You have been, Allahu Akbar Kabira. You have been made to know that you have to prove yourself before somebody can love you. You have to work harder. You have to think faster. You have to edit every statement of yours so that you don't offend somebody. Do you have to work very, very hard and at trying to appear to be a good person because your partner doesn't even believe that you are good? They don't believe that you are lovable unless you earn being loved. They don't believe you should be cared for unless you prove yourself that you deserve to be loved. If you are this person, I think something is wrong. Are you this person who is raising the hand, waiting to be called to get up and speak, waiting to be given permission to enjoy good things of life, waiting on your husband, waiting on your wife to approve the fact that you can also smile, waiting on your husband or waiting on your wife to give you the permission that you can also eat what is good, that you can also express yourself, that you can also say something without being criticized, that you can also say something without being judged, that you can also be yourself without wanting to please somebody else? Are you this person who is also having a desperate need to control your spouse because you have experienced so much difficulties in life when you are growing up? Are you this kind of person who masks your efforts to control and manipulate other people and situations as being helpful? You are being manipulative, yet you think you are being helpful. You don't allow people to grow. You don't allow people to be themselves. In the way of trying to help them, you are actually killing them. You are trying to help your spouse. You are actually manipulating your spouse by proving that you are trying to help. For example, a case in point, a man may say, no, don't go to that school. Don't follow suit in your education. Don't improve in your learning. I have all the plans with me. Don't go to do that job. I have the wealth that can take care of you. Don't pursue your own goal. You should concentrate and focus on me and my family. Are you this man that is so controlling that nobody grows under you except the way you want it to be? And he will say he's trying to help her. You say, I'm trying to help you to grow. I'm trying to help you to concentrate. I'm trying to help you to focus. This is not help. I'm trying to help you to improve in your life. This is not help. I'm trying to make you to be more responsible. You are not helping him. Okay, this man has refused to get a job. He is broke. But I'm trying to help him by covering up everything that needs to be done in the family. I'm trying to help him by paying the bills. I'm trying to help him by settling the fees. I'm trying to help him by cooking and providing the food. As a woman, you say you are trying to help the man. You are not helping him actually. You are actually killing him. You are actually destroying him so that he will never learn to take up responsibilities. So that he will never learn to take care of his life. You are actually manipulating him to ruin his own life. When you begin to carry burdens that are not yours, you are not actually helping that person. You are actually making that person to wallow more in self-pity and self-destruction. It's like a child that wants to carry a load. You say you are trying to help that child to carry the load, whereas you are making the child's muscles to be very weak in carrying loads and assuming responsibilities. In other words, are you this person? You think you are actually doing help, but you are not really helping. You are actually killing the person. You are actually destroying the person. Okay, maybe you are this man that is trying to help your wife. You are helping her to the extent that she must not do any work. She must not do any job. She must not have any occupation. She must not have any hobby. You are trying to help her by providing everything she needs 150%. Lo and behold, she doesn't know how to earn a life. She doesn't know how to earn a living. She doesn't know how to be dependent on herself. She doesn't know how to be dependent on her own efforts, except your own effort. She becomes so dependent to the extent that if anything should happen to you, she's already ruined and destroyed. She cannot manage wealth. She cannot manage the home. She cannot manage yourself. She cannot manage herself. She cannot manage the children because you have removed every sense of responsibility that will make her to grow. You have removed it from her in the name of trying to help her, in the name of trying to make life easy for her. So she has no ambition. She has no goal. She has no interest. She has no hobby. And at the end of it all, she has no way of contributing to your life, and you now blame her again that she's too lazy. Are you this kind of a person who, in a relationship, you are much more in touch with your dream of how things are supposed to be than with the reality of your situation? Are you this kind of person that is just living in fantasy? Allahu Akbar. Because you know very little about being happy in a relationship, and you have very little experience with having someone you care for to meet your emotional needs, that dream world is the closest you dare to come to having what you want to be given to you. What do I mean by this? You are just living in the world of dream. You are not ready to face the reality that this is not the relationship for you. You are living in a relationship as if this is a dream that is supposed to come true, not a reality that you are already living. And that is why a couple will have been married for 40 years, and the wife will still be saying, yes, it will change, it will change, it will change. After 40 years, she'll be like, yes, it will change. After 40 years, he also will be like, yes, and my wife, she will still change. She will soon change. The reason why people do that is because, Allahu Akbar, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. It's because they are living in dreams. You are still fantasizing about what you want to see happen. And you thought you would actually press pause on life so that you remain on a spot, life will not be happening, and things will continue to continue in that dream state of yours. I have a dream that one day my husband will show love and affection. I have a dream that one day my husband will begin to smile more. I have a dream that one day my wife is going to be the loving and caring woman of my dream. And some people live dreams far too much. And these dreams are already becoming nightmares for them. These are bad dreams that you are living. The realities have turned that dream into nightmares for you. Your whole of your life has turned to a horror movie because you are not ready to accept the realities of what is happening now. This man is a womanizer. But you have a dream of a man that is loyal and affectionate towards you. And then you continue to live that dream continuously while this man continues in infidelity. It happens the other way around. This man is a wife beater. But you still have that dream that someday you get to have a husband that will come back from work and give you a hug. But he's still a wife beater. And you are still living in that dream that he's going to be a better person. Whereas your reality is that you are being abused and that you are being oppressed. When you are like this, I think it's time you get to wake up from that dream and begin to accept the realities of life. Is this you? You are addicted to men and women, and you are addicted to emotional pain. Let me mention this to you. Are you the one that is living an addictive life? You know what an addictive life is? An addiction is when you continuously and perpetually go into a kind of relationship. Let me use relationship as an example. Either with a human being or with a drug. And you know that this is hurting you, this is harming you, yet you persist in staying in it. It means you are so addicted to these things. Many couples now, they are not in love. They are only addicted to that marriage. You use your obsession with your husband or with your wife. You love to avoid your pain. You love to avoid your emptiness. You love to avoid your fear and anger. And then you now use your relationship as a drug to avoid experiencing what you feel if you held still with yourself. If you focus on yourself, you will see that you are going to face a lot of emptiness. So you use your relationship, you use your marriage to be able to cover up that emptiness in yourself. That is when we say you are addicted to your relationship. Are you that kind of person who is only living a life of addiction to a particular woman or to a particular man? Not love, obsession and addiction to things that are harming you. Obsession and addiction to things that are hurting you. To men or women that do not care whether you exist or whether you die. You get so addicted to the extent that a small withdrawal, the way drug addicts experience emotional symptoms and physical symptoms of withdrawal after they have left that drug for a while, you see a whole lot of nausea, a whole lot of sweating, a whole lot of shaking, a whole lot of pacing, obsessive thinking, depression, inability to sleep, panic attacks, and anxiety attacks. These are some of the things people who have been into drugs. This is what they experience. But when you experience a withdrawal from that relationship, you feel these exact things. That means that relationship is an addiction. When your husband or your wife is away from you for a while, you are not supposed to go into panic attack. You are not supposed to go into nausea. You are not supposed to go into sleeplessness. You may have some longing for each other to reunite and to be together. But know that it's going to be so destructive to the extent that you cannot live, you cannot survive, you cannot exist without one another. That is not love. That is obsession. That is addiction. Are you this kind of person that's so addicted that, Allahu Akbar, The moment, as a man, the moment you leave that relationship, eventually, maybe the woman eventually even left you by herself, suddenly you get into panic attacks and you find your ways to return back to that same abusive relationship, or you are desperately in need to seek a new one that is in no way different from the one that you left or the one that left you. Are you that person? Is this who you are? We are going to talk about how you can fix yourself as we move ahead. By being drawn to people, this is another person now. I want to know if it is you. Are you always drawn to people with problems that need fixing, or being enmeshed in situations that are chaotic, uncertain, and emotionally painful? Do you keep from focusing on your responsibility to yourself, but you are drawn to situations and circumstances that will always put you on edge? This is what I mean by this. While you are very good at intuiting what someone else feels, or trying to figure out what someone else needs or should, you are not in touch with your own feelings, and you are not able to make wise decisions about important aspects of your lives that troubles you. In other words, you are embroiled in drama. You are embroiled in problems that keep you from having to hold still and find out what exactly you want with your life. And this is why, Allahu Akbar, this is why you cannot survive in a relationship that doesn't have problems. Many men cannot survive with a woman that doesn't give him trouble. If he sees a woman that will not give him trouble, he will not be in love with her, or he will send her away. Because he has problems with his life, he cannot focus on his life. So he looks for problems to focus on. He looks for troubled people to focus on. If it were a woman, she looks for a man that will constantly put her on edge. She will not stay with a man that will give her rest of mind, but a man that she will be looking at the watch every time, looking at the clock. Is he coming back? When will he come back? Who is he talking to? Who is he chatting with? What's on his phone? Who just called him now? Who did he just speak with? At the end of the day, you have no life. You don't want to focus on yourself. You want to be monitoring your husband. You want to be checking out who are his friends. What clothes did he wear? What perfume did he use in the morning? And what perfume is smelling on him by the time he returns? You want to see how crumpled his dress is. He ironed it very well in the morning. Why is he so squeezed now that he comes back? When he came back, why did he frown? Why did he smile? Why was he looking like that? Why did he look angry? Why did he look sad? You are studying his face the way you study a holy book. You are editing his words the way you value the words of God. You have focused the whole of your existence on him. You can't survive, you can't exist, you can't think, you can't function without his problems. And so you don't have a life. The whole of your life is on him. Are you this person who doesn't have a life anymore? Who doesn't have a goal anymore? Who doesn't have anything to look forward to in life except to read the countenance of your wife? When she's sad, you are sad. When she's weak, you are weak. When she is laughing, then you can laugh. When she frowns, then you must frown. When she's confused, then you must be confused. When she's angry, then you should be angry too. When she's disturbed, then you must be disturbed. At the end of it all, you don't know the difference between your life and his life. You don't know the difference, the line between him and you, between her and yourself. You have subsumed yourself. You have thrown away who you are. You focused only on him, not on yourself. And at the end of it all, you begin to wither. You begin to fall sick. You begin to deteriorate. You lose your valor. You lose your esteem. You lose your beauty. You lose the step. You lose the verve. You lose the air. You lose the energy. You lose the goodness. And you lose your self-esteem because you don't want to look at your own life. You don't see anything worthy or valuable in your life apart from the life of your partner. At the end of it all, the same person that you have devoted the whole of your life will not turn around and accuse you of being a leech, accuse you of being a parasite, accuse you of somebody who doesn't have a life, accuse you of somebody who has is a low self-esteem, and this same person will begin to avoid you, and this same person will begin to abandon you, and this same person will begin to prefer somebody else apart from you. When you chase something, it runs away from you. Rather than you attract your spouse, you actually repel your spouse. Rather than for you to have a life that you can value and look forward to, you have jettisoned your own life and you are chasing and running after his own life. You want to care for him. You want to think about how he looks. You want to think about everything. You even want to start thinking for him and thinking on his behalf. Then he starts looking at you as someone who is thoughtless and stupid. And then when you are stabbed back, when you are stabbed in the back, when instead of being appreciated, you are condemned. Instead of being praised as a loving and caring wife, you are condemned as a stupid and a leech. A woman who doesn't have any purpose in life. Then you feel bad. You feel sad. You feel betrayed. You feel left behind. And you feel depressed that people have treated you so badly. Because you never for once worked on your own value and made your own life to be better. Rather than attract your spouse now, you repel your spouse. Now look at it now. Are you somebody, before I begin to talk about how you can recover from this, I want to put it all together to say, are you somebody who is not attracted to men or women who are kind, who are stable, people who are reliable, people who are interested in you? When you find such nice people to be boring, when you find such nice men to be boring or nice women to be boring, then you begin to look for people that you can fix. When you see that you can't fix this man, you don't want to love him. This is very subliminal. Many people don't know that this is their problem. In fact, Allahu Akbar, when a man speaks to them about marriage, and they looked at him from north to south, and they wonder, what can I actually repair in this man? He's so good, he's so kind, he's so nice, he has things going in his life, he doesn't womanize, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do drugs, he's so nice, he's so good, he's so kind, he's so complete. Then somewhere inside your head, you say you don't have chemistry. Something inside your head tells you that you don't have chemistry. But you prefer a man that doesn't pray regularly. Say, yes, inshallah, I will change him. You prefer a man who doesn't understand something. Yes, inshallah, I will teach him. You prefer a man who doesn't know anything about righteousness. Say, yes, as soon as he marries me, I know what to do. You keep looking for people you can fix. And when they don't appear to be fixable, you turn your back against them. It happens to men too. You will see ladies who are modest, ladies who are upright, ladies who are nice, who are kind, respectable, obedient, godly. He will not be in love with them. A lady that will say please before anything. A lady that will receive one penny and she will say thank you 10 times. A lady that will smile. A lady that will be kind. A lady that will be caring. He will not be in love with her. His chemistry will not go there. But you prefer a lady that will put him on edge. A lady that will be talking to him and chatting with other men. A lady that will make him to feel jealous. A lady that will make him feel miserable. A lady that will tell him that he should go to hell. That is the kind of lady you want. Is that you? Is that you? Now, whether you know it is you or not, haven't you seen men who have these ladies with all these qualities? They still maltreat them. They still abuse them. They still beat them up. You are beating a woman and she's on her knees begging you. Allahu Akbar Kabira. You are maltreating a woman and she will still come to kneel down to beg you that she's sorry, even when you are the one maltreating her. Are you that kind of a person? I know you are that kind of a person because unfortunately, you will not marry somebody like you. Have you noticed? Cruel men don't marry cruel ladies. Have you noticed? Wicked men don't marry wicked ladies that will give them fire for fire. Have you noticed? These men marry ladies that they will slap her and she will turn the other cheek. But they will not marry ladies that will say, look, if you ever raise your hand against me, you will sleep in cell tonight. If you don't go to cell, to prison this night, call me a bastard. No, he will not marry that kind of a lady. Are you that kind of a woman too? When after all said and done, it's exactly this kind of man that you are in love with. A man that will rubbish you. A man that you will greet and he will hiss to respond. A man that you'll be praying for, that Allah should help you to change. Allah Akbar. May Allah have mercy on us. Now, if this is you, let me mention some hints on how you can recover from this kind of life that you found yourself. Number one, accept yourself fully. Even when you want to change parts of yourself, make sure you have accepted yourself completely as you are. There is a basic self-love and self-regard which you should carefully nurture and which you should purposely expand. You must love yourself. You must accept yourself. You may not be the most beautiful person in this world. You may not be the most good-looking man in the world, but ensure that you accept yourself first and foremost. Secondly, accept others as they are, without trying to change them to meet your needs. Stop managing people. Stop controlling people. Allow people to take responsibility for their lives and their actions. Stop managing disasters. Stop managing disasters that you call wives. Stop managing disasters that you call husbands. Allow people to face the consequences of their actions, or else they would never learn from their mistakes. You have to realize that sometimes it is not your troublesome spouse that is not the right person for you. You might not be the right person for him. You want me to say that again? This is what I was explaining earlier on. You have to understand that it's not that this man is not the right man for you. It is possible that you are not the right woman for him. Why? Because he needs somebody that is as sadistic as he is, not a masochist like you. He needs a partner, not a fixer. He needs somebody that can look him in the face and tell him the truth, not somebody that will apologize even when she's being oppressed. Maybe this husband actually needs a wife that will tell him to go to hell once in a while. Not somebody like you that will be asking him whether if you go to hell, he'll be happy. This woman actually needs a man with iron hand that can control her. Not a man that will be at the receiving end, that will tolerate indolence, that will tolerate nonsense. Not a man that will indulge her. Not a man that will not be able to control her. Some women want a man that will tell her to sit down, and she will sit down. Some women want men that will be able to take charge of things. Not Mr. Nice Man that can't do anything. Your wife may need a man that can handle her. You may be complaining that your wife is arrogant because she's rich. It's possible that your wife actually needs a man that is richer than her, and a man that can control her and take charge of the home. Not a man that will be at the receiving end. Not a man that will be jealous and envious of the wife's progress. Not a man that will be cowed and afraid that the wife is progressing. Not a man that will be jealous and envious, such that he will be working against the wife. You are not the right man for her. If this woman wants to go, allow her to go and marry somebody else who can take charge of life for her. A man that has the mind, that has the mouth, that has the gut, that has the power, that has the ability to be able to put her through in her businesses. Not a man that will stop her from doing business because you are afraid that when she gets rich, you'll not be able to control her again. People should understand this. Is this you that is feeling so low with your wife? That means she needs somebody else that should be her. Rather than bringing her down to be low like you, why don't you pep yourself up and meet up with her? Does anybody understand what we are saying? You have to realize that you have to be in touch with your feelings and attitudes about every aspect of your life including your dignity as a human being. Maintaining your dignity and self-respect is non-negotiable. You must understand that. You have to cherish every aspect of yourself. Cherish your personality. Cherish your appearance. Cherish your beliefs. Cherish your value system. Appreciate and accept your body as you are. Cherish your interests. Cherish your accomplishments. Validate yourself. Rather than searching for a relationship to give you a sense of worth, make yourself to be worthy. Like we said the other time, if you don't know your worth, people will ask for discount. Yes, if you don't know how to cherish yourself, people will treat you like a trash. Regardless of who you marry, you should understand that you also have right to be respected as a human being. Your self-esteem is great enough that you can enjoy. And so enjoy your self-esteem. You don't need to be with other people before you have your self-esteem. Some people are fine just as they are. You don't need to be needed in order to feel worthy. It's not until you are able to render services to others before you understand that you are actually worthy. It's not until when people say thank you before you know that you have done what is right. It's not until when somebody appreciates you before you know that you are a good person. It's not until when somebody compliments you before you know that you are good looking enough. It's not until when somebody appreciates you before you dress well for yourself. Even when somebody doesn't see you. Even when somebody pretends not to have seen you. I know of some ladies. They will dress and make all these designs you men put in your hands. And they will go around in the house, you know, waving their hands like this towards their husbands. So that you can see these designs and for once say, oh, that is lovely. Yes, but this man will not say anything. He will not see anything. He will not compliment anything. Many of the ladies, they will spend 4 hours with their necks tilted to one side, plaiting their hair, fixing their hair. 4 hours, her neck will be like that. She will fall asleep, she will wake up with headache while her hair is being fixed, only for her to get home, remove her hijab, and begin to do imaginary ruku so that the husband can see, so that the husband can notice very well. This man doesn't see anything. So what are you going to do? Because he doesn't see anything, would that make you not to feel good with yourself? Look into the mirror and say, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, I thank you for the way you have made me. What manner of life is this? What kind of a thing is this? A man would do well, wear perfume, dress nice, inside the house, move around. But the wife will get stuck in the kitchen, as if that's where she was born. She gets stuck in the kitchen, she doesn't see the husband, she doesn't compliment him, she doesn't recognize him. Is that why you will not feel good with yourself? No, you have to understand that you have dignity and you don't need somebody to tell you that you are worthy before you accept you are actually a worthy person. Allow yourself to be open and trusting with appropriate people, normal people, not crazy individuals, in the name of a husband or in the name of a wife. You are not afraid to be known at a deeply personal level. Don't hide your emotions from people because you think they will not appreciate it. But you also do not expose yourself to the exploitation of those who are not interested in your well-being. Like I always say, never take your mirror to the market of blind people. They will never appreciate it because they don't even see, talk less of knowing what a mirror is. Respect yourself. Respect yourself very well. And appreciate yourself on the deep level. Courageously, this is another thing you should do to fix yourself. Courageously face your own problems and your shortcomings. Look hard at your own life. Stop blaming others for your unhappiness and your misery while denying your own faults and wrong choices. Most of the time, when you see a man wallowing in regrets, oh God, why did I marry this woman? Oh God, why is this woman like this? Oh, why am I like this? Why did I do this? Blaming the woman for not making him happy. Blaming the woman for being such a bitch. Why don't you just wake up one day that was your choice? Why don't you just accept for once that it's your mistake? Stop managing mistakes. If it's a mistake, the first step for you to realize a way out or to realize what to do about it is to accept that this is your mistake. Don't blame anybody. In life, the more you continue to blame others, the more you continue to refuse to accept where you are wrong. When you know that you are the one that has sold yourself cheap to the other person, you stop blaming that person for pricing you cheap. When you realize that you are the one that actually doesn't have any value attached to yourself, it is then you realize that you don't need to blame the other person for treating you like you are valueless. I mentioned the other time when somebody complained, a man actually, this time around, complained that the wife used to beat him. Honestly, he said it to me. He said, she beats me sometimes. She beats me sometimes. She beats me sometimes. Honestly, Ustaz. Because it says sometimes, a lot, I know she beats me a lot. Didn't you listen? He says she beats me sometimes, about 3 times, affirmatively. She beats me sometimes. She beats me sometimes. It means she beats him a lot, and she beats him very well. You know, the default setting is, that's a bad woman. Why should she do that? Why should she do that? But the question I normally ask is, what kind of a man gets beaten by a woman? What kind of a man gets beaten? How you take position your cheek when she takes slap you? Well, how did you show your cheek that made her to slap you? What kind of a man are you that the woman will look at you north to south and slap you? How did you present yourself? What kind of a man have you always been? And for such men, I always blame them. It's your choice. Yes. There's absolutely no secret. It's just this low self-esteem. It's just these wrong choices that people make and they don't want to accept. He wants to rather blame the woman for slapping him. He doesn't want to accept responsibility that he's the weakest of all men ever. He doesn't want to work on himself so that the wife will not be able to do that. What kind of a man gets beaten up by his wife? And what kind of a wife beats a man? May Allah have mercy on us. You should ask yourself if this is you. You should ask yourself, is this relationship good for you? Does it enable you to grow into all you are capable of being? You should expect, you should require, and sometimes you demand that situations and marriage be comfortable for you. It is your right. You do not try to adapt yourself to fit uncomfortable relationships. Do you understand what I mean? Yes, you should demand that the marriage should be comfortable for you. Not that you should adapt yourself to fit into an uncomfortable relationship. And marriages are meant to be enjoyed. You know, I always say this. Marriages are meant to be enjoyed, not endured. There should be mutual interest, not mutual misery in marriage. We should both enjoy one another. Not that you have to start managing and enduring and suffering to fit yourself into a marriage. Rather, you should demand that the marriage should be able to accommodate you. Cultivate whatever needs to be cultivated. Develop whatever needs to be developed in yourself. Don't wait for her and don't wait for him to change before you get on with your life. Switch the energy to focus on yourself and expose what is good for your own growth. Explore what is good for your own growth. Learn to take better care of yourself. Learn to say no to please yourself rather than saying yes to please somebody else. Stand up for yourself when you should. Stand up for yourself when you would rather pretend it doesn't matter. No, stand up for yourself. Take the item. Go back to where you bought it and ask for a refund instead of throwing it away and say, after all, it was cheap. Do you understand what I just said? Yes, ask for what is yours. Ask clearly for something you want and risk being refused. Ask first. Even if you are not going to be ascended to, even if you are not going to be accepted, still ask first. Then learn to give to yourself. This is another thing you can do to fix yourself. Learn to give to yourself. Give time to yourself. Give attention to yourself. Give material objects as gift to yourself. As a man, buy new clothes for yourself. As a woman, when you go to bookshops, when you go to boutiques, buy hijab for yourself. Buy things for yourself, even if somebody is not going to buy it for you. Put your well-being, put your desires, put your work, put your play, put your plans, put your activities first instead of last. Put yourself before instead of after everyone else. This is one of the ways, or these are some of the ways through which you can fix yourself, and I pray Almighty Allah is going to make it easy for us. And finally, if all of this I've been saying is you, develop your spirituality, increase your faith, and acquire more knowledge. I'm not saying that you should only keep praying for a bad spouse to change, but for some people have been praying for a very long time. They have told Allah, they have told God what is wrong and what needs to be fixed, yet they are still miserable. There are people like that. Their husband will be doing what is wrong. People will tell them to go and pray. In fact, Allahu Akbar, yes, for some people, their wives will be having boyfriends here and there, and they will tell him to be prayerful so that the wife can change. Yes. Doesn't it sound funny? They tell her, you have to be prayerful, you have to be patient, you have to pray. And then look at this woman, she'll go out from morning, come back late in the night, and by 12 midnight, she's still texting good night to the boyfriend. And some of them will be beside their husband, like they'll be kissing the phone. That's kissing their boyfriend's good night. And when this man complains, people say, well, you have to be patient. You know some women are like that. And sometimes the women, she will be praying and fasting because of a man that is doing infidelity. Rather than people to call the man to caution, they will tell the woman to be patient and be praying. So you will pray and you will fast till you have ulcer for the man that is going around enjoying himself. This is not what I mean by spirituality. When I say a person should be spiritual, it means that you should calm down and don't carry the guilt of what is not yours. You should understand nobody is going to be punished for another person's offense. Nobody is going to be punished for another person's sins. Your spirituality is a source of strength in crisis. When feelings or circumstances are overwhelming, you need a resource greater than yourself to which you can turn. And when I say spirituality, I mean you should tie the camel and then trust in Almighty Allah. Consult those who are going to talk to the other person that you have. Don't keep quiet and be oppressed without reporting the errant person. And when the errant person has refused to change, don't let that one bring down your own self-esteem. If you are the one that is behaving like the masochist, and the saddest person is always feeding and feasting on your misery and trying to quench their thirst with your tears as you cry out of being oppressed, you need to make a change in yourself. If this is you, then you should know that you are not okay. You are not okay when somebody is not ready to make you an option and you have made the person your choice. You are not okay when you are being treated less than a human being. You are not okay when you are cowed by the person who should love and care for you. You are not okay when you constantly live in fear of the person you love and care for. You are not okay when you are always taken for granted. You are not okay when you love the wrong person. You are not okay when you show love and care for the person who shows you the opposite. You are not okay when you have to pray and pray for someone that is enjoying himself oppressing you. You are not okay when you stay in an abusive relationship without doing anything about it. You are not okay when you cannot demand for what is rightly yours. You are not okay when you cannot say no when you really mean to say no. May Almighty Allah make it easy for all of us. So if this is you, you should look into yourself and see how you can change yourself, and see how you can regain yourself, how you can put verve back into your life, and how you can put life back into your existence. May Allah make it easy for me, may Allah make it easy for all of us too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Download the Abdel Fattah DME app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.